working in a car, and the car won't go. That's the way you spell Chicago. Knife and a fork and a plate of greens. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, in the tight, tight sweater. Hey, baby, sure looking yellow. The girl over there with the hot pants on. Turn a loose, Jane Brown, let her turn me on. It's me and you, baby, go hand in hand. You the bow-legged woman, and I'm a knock-kneed man. In my room, boom, 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 boom. In my room, boom, 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 boom. Make love to you. Make love to you. All I want to do is make love to you. In my room, me and you. In my room, in my room, in my room. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Davis really blew my mind. Played the boombox in the courtyard. Never used a credit card still. Took a trip by Greyhound bus. The summer I believed in us. Pushed plaster cows down city streets. Wore thrift store skirts with little pleats. Smoked pot and sat around all day. Bought a guitar but didn't try to play. Hey, 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 yeah. Summertime in 83, I didn't need a J-O-B, cause unemployment kept me free to study country harmony and find somebody with a car, drink cheap beer in the Polish bar, take photos in the photo booth, the summer of my wasted.
From her Middle Essence CD, that's Amy Rigby with The Summer of My Wasted Youth. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a radio program called Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have some very exciting news. And that news is that Amy Rigby is actually joining me on the phone right now. Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
So you have a brand new album out, do you not?
I do. It's been out for 2 months now.
2 months. And what comes with a new album comes thankfully, a tour. So you are on tour right now, and you are coming to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 18th, and you're playing the Bantha Tea Bar. I'm not sure exactly how they want to be labeled, but they're going to be both on this show, which is on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. So tell me about this tour.
Well, the tour is, the name of the album is Hang In There With Me. And so this tour is like most of the U.S. shows are with a trio, me and Reckless Eric, my husband, on bass and a little guitar, and then a drummer, who was our old neighbor in upstate New York, Sam Shepard. Not that Sam Shepard, who's no longer with us, but this great guy that we did some recording with, and so he's going to play drums. And yeah, I think it's a pretty rocking set, because I think the album has like some pretty punchy songs on it. And yeah, really happy to bust out my Telecaster and Dan Electro 12 string and some acoustic guitar too. But I'm playing a lot of tracks, a lot of the songs from the new album, and some older ones, some favorites.
Some old fan favorites?
Yeah, hopefully somebody's favorite. There's some favorites of mine, so, and they just seem to kind of work with some of the new songs. So it's nice to have a new album. It helps you kind of like recast some of the old material.
How about we get into a song from the new album, so that if listeners haven't heard it or want to know something that they could expect to see on the 18th down at Bantha, let's pick a track off of the new album and let's play that.
Okay, I think, since I just talked about like getting older and stuff, and it is like inevitable, why don't we start with the first track on the album, which is called Hello 60.
That's Hello 60 from Amy Rigby's new album, Hang In There With Me. And speaking of hanging in there with me, Amy has been hanging in there with me, the Mockster, on this Viva La Mock as she's coming to town. She will be in town on Friday, October 18th. And she's playing at the Bantha Tea Bar in Garfield on Penn Avenue. It's a great little venue, and she's bringing a band, so it's going to rock, and it's going to be awesome, and that's why Amy's calling in, so that we can talk about not only that, but the new album, and I want to find out more about the book she wrote. That's right, in 2019, she had a memoir that she released called Girl in the City. So, Amy, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the book is basically coming of age. It's a memoir, and coming of age, growing up in Pittsburgh, and then going to New York City in 1976 to go to art school, and just basically, trying to find my way as I like, I knew I was an artist, but just trying to figure out like what that really means and how I'm going to live, you know, as an artist, and what's my path going to be. And it, you know, music is kind of in there from the very beginning, just being a big music fan, growing up listening to the radio, you know, the AM radio in the 60s in Pittsburgh, which was, you know, just like such a rich time. And then heading over to the FM stations like WDVE when I had an older, well, I still have an older brother who was very much like a you know, a classic rock fan. And kind of he helped me like lead me into that area of, you know, just like listening to Led Zeppelin and Jeff Beck and stuff like that, which maybe, you know, I loved pop music, I loved Elton John and stuff, but maybe, you know, thanks to my older brother, I also got into like harder rocking music, and that maybe helped me then head into listening to punk. When I got to New York City, it was all happening then, and that's all in the book. It's all there. When I was working on the book, I wrote a lot more about Pittsburgh and about being a kid there, but unfortunately, like, I had to condense that quite a bit. Maybe someday I'll put that out as like a separate thing, because there, I thought there was a lot of charming parts in there, but people were like, oh, if the story really kicks in when you go to New York. So I kind of, yeah, you kind of have to work with what is going to make like the best story arc and a good impact for like a reader. So anyway, I think it did.
So when you were 17, were you just ready to get out of Pittsburgh? Was that, I mean, I know a lot of people hit that, you know, post high school years, and they just they're tired of their surroundings and want to explore something new.
I mean, I think I always knew that I wanted to go to New York from the first time I saw like That Girl on TV. You know, just the New York City seemed just to have everything that I wanted: art, music, fashion, and just like variety. Which maybe was kind of harder to find in Pittsburgh, but also, don't know if it's okay to say this, but I like to drink, and the drinking age, well, you know, the drinking age was 21 in Pennsylvania, and it was 18 in a lot of other states back then, and so, you know, you could just like walk into a bar and go see shows too, which it just really wasn't. It just felt like hard to kind of get out and do stuff.
Totally understandable. So let's move back into another track from the new album. Again, the new album's called Hang In There With Me. I'm on the phone with Amy Rigby, who is going to be in town on the 18th, which is Friday the 18th of October, down at the Bantha Tea Bar on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. And do we know what time the show is? I should probably at least tell people what time it is if we know that. Do we know?
I think it's at 8 p.m.
All right.
I think that's a safe. And I'll correct that if I find it something different. But so, while we play the record,
we'll say 8 p.m. But we're going to, and I don't know. I don't know these days if people actually release singles off of records, or if they just like people pick songs. But I do feel
this was the first single.
I was gonna say
I feel
that this feels like it should have been, or if not, it is the first single off the record. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Dylan in Dubuque.
Song and dance.
That's a Dylan in Dubuque, brand new music from Amy Rigby. Amy Rigby's in town coming up on Friday the 18th at the Bantha Tea Bar. I'm actually on the phone with Amy right now. Amy, that's off the new album. Can you tell me like what inspired the song?
Well, I wrote that song back, I think it was kind of like the beginning of the pandemic. And it was inspired by this infamous Bob Dylan concert in Dubuque, Iowa in the mid-90s. Half the audience ended up on stage during the concert because there was no security detail. And Bob and his band just kept playing, rocking away while people were just like dancing around him, kissing him, high-fiving over his head, stage diving, and it being the 90s, you know, there's a lot of like big flannel shirts and backwards baseball hats. And but I maybe you can actually watch the whole show on YouTube. And I think something about it during the pandemic kind of like, well, I think we were all missing going to shows and to see like something so just like an audience, like actually interacting with, you know, their hero, that something about that really captivated me, but also that Bob was just so cool. And as if nothing was different from any other night. He didn't look uncomfortable. He didn't look phased. He just was like playing and being his cool self. So I think that, you know, I pictured myself as that character and just kind of took some inspiration.
And this is not the first time Robert Zimmerman has made an appearance in some of your songs, has it not?
No, I guess not. It's you know, he, like, some people have their saints and stuff, people they pray to, but I guess, he must be one of mine.
So I noticed on your website you have a thing called the Diary of Amy Rigby. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, way back, going back before they even invented the word blog, which it was a horrible word, but, you know, it kind of, there was that whole period of the mid-2000s where people started, you know, there were platforms for writing online. But before that, I started writing on my website, just kind of doing a little bit tour diaries here or there, just, you know, telling about like everyday life, things that happened to me. And I've never stopped. As I think I wrote the first one in like 1998. Eric and I moved to France in 2006. And that was kind of when blogging was really coming in. And I, so as an expat living in another country, I think it kind of helped me feel like connected somehow to the rest of the world. And I really got in. And also I was trying to write my book and learn to write and make writing a regular thing that I did. So I've just kept it up. And then when Substack started a year, I don't know, was it a couple of years ago, I kind of shifted over to Substack in a, you know, as a newsletter format, but also keeping my WordPress version as well. And I don't know, it's just, it's such a part of my life right now. I don't, like, and has been, I don't even know sometimes why I do it, but it's just, you know, people do read it, and it also just helps me process things. So, and it keeps me writing, and also has kept me, like, sometimes if I'm haven't been making a record, but you know, I'll try to do some recording, like put in a cover song or just stick in a little bit of a new song that I'm working on. And it just keeps me working, I guess.
Again, Amy Rigby coming to Pittsburgh on the 18th of October. It's a Friday night. So that is the only time I'm going to let people not listen to my radio show, because you'll have to go to that show or be at that show. I know I am planning on being at that show. And if you want more information, you could, like, amyrigby.com. I should at least promote the fact
I do have a website.
You do have a website, and it's very active, and, you know, you can find samples of the music and where to get it and all that good stuff. And, in fact, we're going to go back for the last song, and Amy, I hope you're okay with this, because the very first time I saw you was probably, I'm guessing, about 20 years ago. And I started off that entire set of music, as everyone heard, with Summer of My Wasted Youth, which is one of my favorite songs. I really love that song. But I'm going to go back to that album for my final song, which is All I Want. Any comments before we segue out of this into All I Want?
This one's still one of my favorites to play. And just really kind of proud of this one, and also that it got covered by Ronnie Spector, which is like a huge, just big compliment to have a song that I wrote kind of with the person in mind, to have them actually sing the song. My daughter, when she was younger, was like, "Mom, I like your version better." So
they're the ultimate compliment on that.
Yes, exactly.
So here is Amy Rigby from Middle Essence with All I Want. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the host of Viva La Mock. And Amy, thank you again for joining me, and looking forward to seeing you in Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me.
Help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you. When I'm with you, please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in. Darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy man, but he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, with the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord, preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over,
tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Boom, boom, boom. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. You have no way of knowing, but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll with you.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on this station.
Ever
kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this, too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Rich Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and we've got a selection of music I know you are going to enjoy. And let's just go ahead and get the liquored up set started, shall we? Who's up first? Oh, Sarah King. Hope you enjoy it.
Slow down, you're looking at me like I said not to. Baby, you know I can't resist you. Maybe we should behave. Hold on, devil is dancing on my shoulder. Every moment growing bolder while I'm in your embrace. And you whiskey thinking. And I know I said I should quit drinking. I can't close my tab, 'cause I'm still wondering what we had. Whiskey thinking. Thirsty, I'll put some honey in whiskey. Fire that's burning when you kiss me. But our time's running out. Last call, where do we go when this is over? Say you'll remember when you're sober. But I still have my doubts. Whiskey thinking. And I know I said I should quit drinking. I can't close my tab, 'cause I'm still wondering. Now I want you to stay, but you won't see me wiping my tears away. Keeping this bottled up just leads to
isn't it?